Opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner, and I am your host, David Prus. My format is as usual. On Mondays, it's business and economics that affect Fairbanks and the state of Alaska. Tuesday's my day of politics, so my guest will be based around that. Wednesday, my guest is an interesting Fairbanksan, pioneer, local legend, maybe even a nefarious character. Friday, it's all about Fairbanks, what we get to do over the weekend, those opportunities that are afforded to us, those things that make Fairbanks special. My job, it's to introduce this world, this planet, to the wonderful world of Fairbanks, give everyone that Fairbanks fix we need once in a while. I'll try to get your phone calls, but sometimes our conversations just don't stop. Please be patient. I will get to them. We are at 458-TALK, 458-8255. And with that, it's the last Wednesday of the month, not the fourth Wednesday of the month.
A little confusion.
I'm very easily confused. I have Joni Skillbred in the studio with me here to discuss some historical aspects about the interior. I'm glad that I got the scheduler right this time.
Yeah, he was so happy to see me today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're so cruel and unusual.
Yeah, well.
What's our subject today?
Well, you know, it's been just glorious weather. There's puddles everywhere. It's that time of year.
Goose Watcher program's up in front.
Everybody's got the fever. We're going to talk about the Nenana and Fairbanks Ice Classics.
Now, first of all, I have to apologize to Fairbanks yesterday because it snowed yesterday. Now, why did it snow yesterday?
I'm not sure.
Because the city came in yesterday morning and removed the hard pack off my street. Therefore, of course, it had to snow.
Oh, I thought, well, yesterday was my birthday, and I thought that it was because of that.
Oh, so I'm not alone in the guilt. Okay.
No.
But it's that time of year. Now, you filled out a number of tickets already. How many have you filled out?
Well, for me personally, I have 10 in the game.
Okay.
And I had somebody give me some money that I didn't want to take, and they insisted. So I went down and I bought 30 tickets with that money and had the Women's Igloo of the Pioneers of Alaska. We filled them out. So if anybody wins, then it'll go to the Women's Igloo out of that group.
I always going down and buy 20, and I put Dell and David Prus, my late mom, and myself. And this year I chose May 8th as a day, and I went like 1:01 p.m., 1:03 p.m., 1:05 p.m.
Oh, all odds.
Yeah. And I chose May 8th because I think that was the year I was born, 1959.
Yeah. And then
how do you choose your date and number? Yeah.
I did one other batch. Al Clayton from Anchorage, he was part of bringing a group of retired pilots up here. They were a tour group, and they came up and they did these Iditarod Star. They went out to the hot springs and all of that. And I was asked to help out with a couple of pioneer friends to give them a unique Fairbanks experience. So we did, and we did it at Pike's in the ice room, and we did the cremation of Sam McGee, and we served up special drinks called cremated Sam McGee's, and everybody was issued an ice classic ticket. And I said, it doesn't get more Alaskan than this. And they had a blast. It was really a fun night. And they all filled out their tickets, and then I put them in the can the next day.
Wow.
And yeah.
So when did the Ice Classic begin?
Well, it actually, as near as I can figure, it has its roots in Dawson City, you know, in the Yukon. It could have even gone earlier than that, you know, Circle City or the 40 Mile. But, you
before
know,
before the turn of the century is
right.
What you're talking about. Yeah.
Breakup was always like a huge, huge, huge event. And I actually had the fun of getting to see the Yukon breakup
wow.
at Dawson one year.
Wow.
That was just amazing.
Yeah.
You know, and the whole town, just like back then, the whole town shows up on the riverbank to watch.
4 or 5 years ago, Eagle got decimated.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because of you know, it backed up into Eagle, the Yukon River. Yeah, it didn't break out, and water doesn't stop for anything.
Actually,
it's got to find a location.
I got a bunch of pioneers to go up there over solstice a few years ago, and we took up a big collection and helped to donate money to help pay for restoring some of the historical stuff that was damaged during that flood.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you, but that does sound like you, actually.
Yeah. So, in Fairbanks, you know, there was betting there, you know, it would start
there was
with
gambling.
Personal
there was
betting.
Gambling.
Oh, they would bet on anything in this town.
we had a show on that, as I recall.
Yes.
But of course you're gambling on when the ice
of
goes
course.
Out.
And you would have, you know, like personal wagers. And then it went to the saloons and the cigar stores.
Let's do a personal wager.
A personal wager?
Personal wager. You choose a date, and I'm going to choose either the before or the after of that date. And you know, whoever loses buys lunch for the other person or brings lunch here at the last Wednesday in May, brings in lunch. You choose the date.
Okay. I will choose April 27.
I'm going to choose the after.
You're going to choose after.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if it's on April 27th.
Or before.
If it's on April 27th, it's a tie. If it's before, it's yours. If it's after, it's mine.
Okay, deal.
Okay.
You have to eat what I bring.
I don't. It better not be fish. We're going to have words, crosswords.
No coconut either.
Okay.
Deal.
Okay.
So anyway, back to this. So Fairbanks started betting on the ice going out in the Chena River, and the Nenana Ice Classic didn't start until 1917 because there was no town of Nenana. That sprung up due to the building of the Alaska Railroad. But the records started being kept in 1903. So the Chena River breakup dates, there are records going all the way back to 1903, which I think is really great. If you are an Ice Classic junkie, the rule of thumb is that the Chena breaks up about 1 week prior to the Nenana.
Yeah.
But not always. They can break up on the same day. One can go out before the other. There's a lot of factors that get in there. But generally, rule of thumb, Fairbanks, and then roughly 1 week later, Nenana. So you had these more informal bets, and this evolved into this bigger thing that we see today, where you have large amounts of money being handled. And you know, the betting can get pretty intense and pretty serious. And, of course, you know, whenever you have big money involved, you also have
theft. Bribery.
Bending of rules, twisting of rules.
Theft, cheating. Oh, cheating.
So you end up over time with more and more and more rules.
The house always wins.
The house always wins,
yeah.
Yes. And so there wasn't a lot that I could find about the real early bets. And it was, you know, it was all pretty small scale. And what I noticed in researching this that I thought was really interesting is the years where there was a lot of money involved were the years when W.F. Thompson, the editor of the News Miner, he must have had a lot of tickets in the pot because he would prolifically, on a few years, publish all these sensational articles leading up and everything else. And boy, you know, the more that was put in the news minor,
the more he could win,
the more ticket sales that occurred. So there's definitely, I thought that was really interesting, you know.
Yep. Fairbanks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're at 458-TALK, 458-8255. I have Joni Skillbred in the studio with me, and we're talking about the Ice Classic. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com. Don't miss Fairbanks Foodies every Saturday at 5:30 on KFAR Radio with your host, David Pruse, discussing everything food in Fairbanks, from awesome recipes to all of your favorite local restaurants. Brought to you by Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, Hoodoo Brewery, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Don't miss Fairbanks Foodies and go to the archives page of kfarradio.com to listen to any past episodes. Fairbanks Foodies, Saturdays at 5:30 on KFAR Radio and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Active Alaskans know how rewarding it is returning to a warm and cozy home after a day out in the brisk winter air. It's comforting to know your home and family are warm, and it's even better that the stove you're using helps to care for our air, keeping it cleaner with ultra-clean burning technology, the Woodway. Wood, gas, oil stoves, and fireplaces warming your home for Alaskan living. On College Road, heating your home, living your life. The Alaskan way, the right way. The Woodway.
Rome was founded in 753 BC by Romulus, making it one of the oldest continuously occupied cities in Europe. Giraldo's hasn't been open nearly that long. However, since 1984, we have become the pasta capital of Fairbanks. From the stuffed cannelloni, to the eggplant parmigiana, to the fettuccine alfredo, Giraldo's has established itself as the center of the pasta-loving universe of Fairbanks for millenniums to come.
Weather brought to you by the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks. Your eyes connect you to your world. Care for them with the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks, your eye health professionals on Mini Street.
KFAR weather.
Chance of snow today. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Highs around 34. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 5 above tonight. Mainly clear skies and quiet. Mainly sunny skies and calm again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 33. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Currently, it's 23 degrees.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Welcome back, Fairbanks. Joni, I have an evil friend by the name of Dan, and he suggested muktuk on a stick, and No.
I've never had muktuk before.
I have, and the answer is no. It has to be something agreeable to our palates.
I ate lynx once.
Oh, good for you. How was that endangered species?
It actually tasted pretty good. A little stringy, but it was good.
Okay.
My dad cooked it.
That's what I'd be saying too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I would eat just about anything, just not coconut.
No coconut. I'm no fish, no endangered species. Yeah.
So in Dawson, these ice classics were done in different ways. In Dawson, they just planted a flagpole out into the ice. And in Nenana, you know, they have this great big huge log tripod. You know, it's quite elaborate.
They paint it every year. They have a very great hosting party setting it up.
Fairbanks started with a flag, and it was always planted just right below the Chena River. And in the early years, the NC plant, it would go right in front of the NC power plant.
Okay.
And then they moved it up by the bridge, the Cushman Street Bridge, and it turned into, in the 30s, it was a tripod that was wrapped in fabric with advertising on the fabric.
Ah.
And
commercialization.
Yes. And various sponsors.
Penske's maybe?
The Model Cafe. They had a coffee cup put on it.
Okay.
And yeah. So, and in Fairbanks, it was more informal. So every bar had their own pool, you know, their own bets.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a community-wide thing in Fairbanks until the ice carnivals in the 30s. And they decided to do this. And then at some point during this ice carnival thing, it evolved into also a fundraiser for the Fairbanks Fire Department. And so every year they would, boy, they would just do everything they could to whip up those sales because, you know, that was a huge benefit to them.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really neat. I thought, why don't we do it now? But so it was a big fundraiser for the fire department. And it was also, I mean, people just got caught up in the fever. You know, the weather's nice. You can't, it's too sloppy to really go do much of anything. So speculating on the ice is the next best thing.
And yeah, we're pretty boring back then up here.
Right. But if you're going to hold an ice classic, you have a few issues.
Such as?
Such as. So you put your marker out there in the ice and you start selling these tickets. And people, you know, they take their betting pretty seriously.
Yeah.
There is such a thing as a sore loser.
And yes,
what happens? What happens when you do that and the ice goes out at 2:33 in the morning and nobody sees it go out? That's a real problem. So then they had to figure out a way to
catch
it.
It's evolving.
Right. So you
people are arguing over who are the winners. So it's okay. Now it's becoming a pain in the butt. So we got to really tighten it up.
Yes. So you start running wires out to the tripod, electric wire, and this electric wire goes out to the tripod and it is hooked to a clock.
This is about 1930.
Yeah, and when the tripod moves so far, then the wire will stop the clock and that would be your official time. Well, that's really great, but what if somebody goes out and helps things along their way in the middle of the night?
Like bringing in their own geese for the Goose Watchers program. Yeah, yeah.
Did that happen, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's why they need three geese now.
Oh. Yeah, well, you know, there's always dirty bedding.
It's just the way it is. Yeah.
If you make a rule, somebody's going to come up with a way to break it. So... So you would get this late night sabotage, and that would cause problems. You know, and once you get thousands of dollars involved in a pot, now you're going to end up in court if you're not careful. So you have to really have a lot of diligence there to stop outside interference in this process. So they would hook the clock up, and they did that here in Fairbanks, and they did it in Enana. And then, of course, you have to get a night watchman. You know, that tripod has to be watched 24/7.
Yeah.
You know, somebody has to be watching it or there's going to be cheating. And I mean, that still goes on today. They have cameras now, which helps. You know, you just look at the webcam. But so, you know, it was a real challenge to creative rule breakers as well as game organizers.
Yeah, you know,
over the years.
Moves, counter moves.
Oh, yes. So in 1919, when they first did this electric hookup, so they had it wired in, and boy, everything is great. And the guy, the NC Electric Department, they didn't call him a lineman in those days. They called him a pole man. And he went out, and there was a pole that needed to be replaced in town, an electrical pole. So he goes out to replace the pole, and he killed the power to the clock.
Ooh.
And let me tell you what, you know, the News Miner gave this scathing article, you know, about how he jeopardized the whole betting thing, you know. But he did get it turned back on, and the ice didn't go out while it was off. But they made a new rule that the power can't go off while the tripod is in place. Because then what would you do?
They just need to have some sensibilization in the News Miner and sell a few more extra copies and get more people excited about it. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Well... The river, you can research all you want. You can pontificate upon this every way you can think of. I mean, people have gone to great expense to try to make databases.
Unless you're Gary Waters, you can pontificate all you want. He wins it frequently.
I'll bet because he buys an enormous amount of tickets.
And he studies it. I mean, he studies. I mean, it's what he does.
However. There's no, you know, guaranteed formula.
Oh, no, there is
not.
It
is a game of pure chance.
Yeah, it is.
And there are things that
happen.
It's
not a game of skill. It is not a game of skill.
So even though one year in Fairbanks, the ice went out in little two-inch segments slowly over time, and the only ice that held fast was the ice right underneath the tripod.
And another conspiracy.
And it took, I mean, the ice, the river's running, and this piece of ice is just clinging. Everyone in town was mad about it, you know, and then finally it slowly went out, and it was a, you know, a real lackluster breakup. Everybody, it ended kind of sour, you know. Nobody was excited about that one.
What year was that?
I believe that was the, it might have been the 1919 one, or maybe a little bit later.
Okay.
So they had, then you have the ones that go out suddenly. And in the 20s, they had one that went out before all the ticket sales were completed.
Ooh.
It went out suddenly, and it went out early, and you know, there was a lot of drama about that.
Yeah, it's the closest person to the actual time without going over.
Right.
Yeah.
And so they had to make sure that they ended those ticket sales early enough, and that's why, like in Nenana, you see them ended in, you know, early
April.
Yeah. And initially in the 20s and into the very early 30s, it was the Fairbanks pools were tied into the Nenana Ice Classic. So the Nenana Ice Classic had, they were running ice classics in several rivers all at once.
Okay. Oh.
But that ended up not working out. They did it for a couple of years. So our ice classic was a subsidiary
theirs. You had multiple chances to win.
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah, which I thought was interesting.
Fairbanks was a subsidiary to Nenana? Really?
We were.
Okay.
Yes.
I learn something every day.
Yes. And then Nenana for several years, they did it where the winners got 25% of the take and the local charities got 75%.
What's it now, 50-50?
Well, their ticket sales went way down and Fairbanks has boomed because you got a larger percentage of the winnings in Fairbanks. So Nenana took one look at that and said, "Well, we're gonna cut back on those charities."
we're in for the profit, not the overhead.
Well, it ups your ticket sales.
Exactly.
It's a business.
We're in for the profit, not the overhead.
If people always vote their wallet.
Yeah. It's called economics.
Yes. So I thought that was really, really, really interesting. And so you have two kinds of bets, basically. You can go and you can bet on, you know, the month, the day, the hour, and the minute.
AM or PM.
Right. And in 1919, that's when minute pools came about, and they came about in Fairbanks. And somebody here said, well, let's do minute pools in a local tavern. And so that's where you have the group, like the group from the Horseshoe Saloon gets together, and they bet on minutes.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to listen to some Fox News, state news, some commercials, and some weather. I'm going to leave you with a little bit of Phil Collins. I have no idea what this is, but we're just going to have to put up with it. We'll be back.
Problem for Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
President Biden today getting his second coronavirus vaccine booster shot after federal health officials approved the additional dose for those 50 and older and the immunocompromised.
We have enough supply to give booster shots to those newly eligible individuals. But if Congress fails to act, we won't have the supply we need this fall.
The president also discussing COVID.gov, a new government website designed to help people access COVID tests, treatments, vaccines, and monitor infection rates. NASA astronaut Mark Vandehei returned to Earth today from the International Space Station aboard a Russian Soyuz capsule.
Vandehei spent a record 355 straight days orbiting the Earth, surpassing retired astronaut Scott Kelly's historic and then record 340 straight days in space.
Fox's Phil Keating. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Tensions are flaring in the Alaska House over masking rules imposed during a COVID-19 outbreak, with floor sessions cut short or canceled, and minority Republicans decrying what they call delay tactics with the chamber yet to debate a state spending package. House Speaker Louise Stute said Monday that masks would be required in the House chambers until further notice, citing COVID-19 cases. She recessed a Monday floor session, saying there were members who had chosen not to comply with the directive. Tuesday's floor session was canceled. House Republicans released a statement saying that the healthy representatives reported to the floor Monday and that the actions taken by the majority leadership were a result of fear and virtue signaling. Alaska's Division of Oil and Gas has a new director with experience as a petroleum economist working for the state and as an engineer with major oil companies. Derek Nottingham previously served in the Alaska Department of Revenue before taking his new position February 1st. Nottingham brings specialized skills and knowledge as an engineer and economist with a technology background. His experience includes working at BP, Chevron, and Texaco in Alaska.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's websites and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
The Fairbanks Hearing and Ballot Center has big news. It's that time when all the major hearing aid manufacturers release new products. Dr. Marianne McElwain and her team are excited to already dispense the latest products from Starkey, Phonak, and ReSound, but they're even prouder to offer best practices to fit your hearing aids using systems like Real Ear to better fit your hearing aids to your specific hearing loss. They even offer lower-cost hearing devices fitted by a licensed audiologist with a warranty and service plan. It's time to hear better and feel better. It's all at the Fairbanks Hearing and Ballot Center. Find out more at fairbankshearing.com.
The landlady said, you got the rent money yet? I said, no. Can't find no job. Therefore, I ain't got no money to pay the rent.
If you're struggling to find a job, well, listen up. Affordable Used Cars needs to hire two auto detailers immediately. Experience preferred but not required if you're the right person. A full-time position plus overtime with great starting wage. Go to work at the busiest car dealer in Fairbanks with an amazing work atmosphere. Apply in person at Affordable Used Cars, 2525 South Cushman.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Joni Skillbred and I are in the studio, and we're just enjoying the sun. I've got all the shades open, warmth in here, sunlight. It's that time of year. Breakup is coming. More water, more higher temperatures, and with that comes the ice classic.
Oh, we all go crazy.
And what are we going to do on the show now? What are we going to do?
Well, I brought four tickets, two for you, two for me.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to fill them out. And the winnings, if your tickets win, I
choose a historical.
Oh, it has to go historical.
Yeah, a historical entity. And if you win,
mine will go to Friends of the Tanana Valley Railroad because they operate the historic locomotive number one, one of the oldest things we have in Fairbanks.
There you go. You know, I might give mine to the geological, what are you a member of? Geological Society?
The Genealogical Society.
Yeah, I might
the Fairbanks Genealogical Society.
Yeah, it might be that.
That's a good pick.
Yeah, it might be that. But Fairbanks, this is what we're going to do. We're going to ask you to call in. We got four tickets. We're going to take four callers, and the caller is going to give us a day. It cannot be May 8th because I've already done May 8th. It's on mine. You're going to give us a day, an a.m., a p.m., an hour, and a minute. We're at 458-TALK, 458-8255. A month. Okay. And, that's why I have, you know, the person here who, like Joni, who's, you know, quality control. So anyway, give us a call and help us fill us out. And anyway, back to KFAR has been involved in this a lot.
Yes, especially, you know, once KFAR came on the scene, you know, KFAR was, I mean, they jumped on anything they could that was going on here in town. I mean, they were.
They still make me do that.
They became the center of Fairbanks.
We still are.
They kind of yanked the rug out from under the news miner in a way.
Yes, we have.
People like live news.
Yes, they do.
They love live talk shows.
Not really.
Oh, they do. They like to hate them sometimes, but they
love
them.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Yes. You know, so in 1941, a guy in Kantishna by the name of Fred Miller won, and he had seven partners. And when that happened, KFAR announced it right away. I mean, the whistle went off, and KFAR, they had a crew ready to go, and they were going to make a big fuss about this. And it was learned that it was Fred Miller. And so Frank Pollock had a bunch of the staff from KFAR head out, and they went up in a Pollock Air Service plane and headed out to Kantishna to give Frank Miller the news of his winnings because he didn't have a way to be told.
Yeah.
So they jumped up in the plane, and I'm going to read this because I thought this was really interesting. It says, it was learned from Miller after his four-hour tractor ride from camp to the field that sharing his prize were seven companions at the mine. So Frank Miller had to get in a tractor and ride for 4 hours to meet this plane to learn about the win.
Okay.
And they had gone in together on this. So it says 4,000 feet above Nenana, Fred Miller was interviewed by Bud Foster while Lyne Miller gave a graphic description of the 1941 Ice Breakup Classic, which was transmitted by relay broadcast station KFAS on a specially assigned shortwave frequency to KFAR and rebroadcast to territorial listeners. So they interviewed the winner in the air over Nenana as they flew him back to Fairbanks to collect the money.
Wow.
Yes.
Ready for a phone call?
Sure.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
My name is Bill.
Bill, what's your time, date, a.m., p.m., minute, month?
Month.
It's May 2nd at 7:24 p.m.
Okay, May 2nd, 7:24 p.m., and that's ticket number 362-399.
And Bill, you're a frequent caller. Thank you very much for helping us out, and hopefully you win, and it goes to a great organization. And was that my ticket or your ticket?
That was mine.
Okay.
We'll do yours next.
Bill, go ahead.
I have a comment. I was here in the early 70s when they were still carrying out the Fairbanks breakup, lottery or whatever, and I don't know if Ms. Skillbred has information on that. My recollection was it was sometime circa 73, 74, and it wasn't very much. It was the fire department that was running it.
Right.
It was on the order $10,000 or $15,000, and the ice just rotted out, and it floated around for a day or two, and then fouled around the pilings. And I think that was the last year that everything just was donated to the fire department, and they stopped holding it. But maybe she has more accurate information. We'll hang up and listen to it.
Bill, thank you for the call. Thank you for the thought. Okay.
Well,
So they interviewed a guy at 4,000 feet flying back in.
Yes. The winner.
The town was engrossed in this.
Right. And then when they got to Fairbanks, they realized that it wasn't just seven people on his ticket, because there was another one. They found out from him that, well, there's another one. So when it came time to give him the money, you know, there was I guess that he asked that the money be, you know, all these different checks to these different people. And the president of the Ice Classic at the time said, no, we're not going to do that. Your name was on the ticket. We're writing you the check.
You distribute
it. It's your problem.
Yeah.
You know, you go back and you settle it the best you can.
Yeah. Smart person. You know,
yes.
The reason why I always put my mom's name on there is because we won one time.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom would go get like 50 tickets, whatever it was. And she had such nice penmanship. And she would fill them out. She'd just have, you know, like a 2-inch stack. And I was at college one day, in college, and I get this letter from home. And it's a nice letter from my mom saying, "Dear David, you know, we were one of the six winners of the Ice Classic, and there are six in the family, so you get 1/36th of the winnings, and here's an $1,800 check."
Oh, like, so you won one year.
My mom won one year.
Oh.
But she put down the Prus family. And so that's why every year I buy 20 tickets in honor of my mom.
Oh.
And just I put her name first, and that's how I do it. I love my mom, fantastic lady. You know, she, very wonderful Italian lady who allowed me to live. Did not put me down when she could have put me down a few times for being, you know, an incorrigible
son.
She
prevented you from being uncivilized, too.
Well, as much as she could. But that's why I buy the tickets every year.
Well, I can tell you, I always bought one ticket on my birthday.
Yeah.
And I'd take the kids, you know, and it was always like this big ceremony. And we'd go down to the local store that had tickets, you know, and I would go plunk down the $2.50 and I'd buy my one ticket. And I would hold that ticket up to my forehead, you know, like Karnak. Whatever popped
like
in my mind.
Skillbread the Great. Yeah.
Whatever I popped in my mind, I put on the ticket. And the kids grew up seeing me do this, you know, and they thought, okay, she's crazy. The funny thing was, is I told them, if I win, everybody gets a brand new bike. When my son was in his 20s, he came back and I took him down to the store and we bought Ice Classic tickets.
And he wanted
and
these,
he said,
yeah.
He said, now if you win, I still get a new bike, right?
No. Ready for a phone call?
Sure.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio. And your name is?
This is Mel.
Hello, Mel. What are your dates, times, days, and yada, yada?
Okay, well, that's not really why I was calling, but if you need something, it's May 2nd,
okay.
7:48 p.m.
7:48 p.m., okay.
But that's not my strategy for my own tickets.
Hmm.
This goes to charity, so who knows?
Yes.
Yep.
But I, you know, I follow the ice thickness and all that and the temperatures, and I try and be as scientific about it as I can, and, you know, but it doesn't usually help. I mean, but nonetheless,
you have your route of picking, though. Good for you.
But as long as if you look at the histogram, because I always get the brochure, I even made my own. They keep the ice thickness. You know, there's a graph now that with the ice thickness over the years. I had to make my own until this year. But anyway, but I always pick the times because that's in the brochure. It's very clear that there's an 8 or 10 hour window that it, nearly all of them happen within. Or you know, and so I always go to the real extremes because I don't want to be one of 40 people. I want it all for me. You know, if I got to share it with one other person, so be it. But I you know, if I'm going to win, I want to win big. So that's my strategy.
Well, now, Joni, was that my ticket or your ticket?
That was yours.
Okay.
It was ticket number 362402.
And Mel, if that's a winning ticket, me and you will donate it to the
Fairbanks Genealogical Society.
Well, yeah. That's not a date I have. I don't have a ticket on that date. So.
Well, you gave us a date and a number. That's on my ticket. That's my ticket that we're doing. So you chose it, man. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah, so it's going to go to charity.
Exactly.
Not going to me.
Nope. So now you're giving us more of an applicable date because, you know, it's not an extreme date. Yeah, there you go. No, I like how you think.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, buddy, take care. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. Again, we're at 458-TALK, 458-8255. We have two more tickets to give away and a few more minutes of stories to talk about the Ice Classic. We'll be back after these messages.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything on 50-50 Fridays? Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Are you ready to break up the winter blues? Midnights on ATV Tours is ready to get you on the ride of your life. Your adventure begins on one of their comfortable Ski-Doo Grand Touring snow machines, and their 1 or 2 hour tours will take you through the trails and hills off Chena Hot Springs Road. This tour is custom tailored for the adventurist who's looking for that pure Alaskan-only experience. Midnights on ATV Tours is the place to experience your Alaskan winter. Midnights on ATV Tours, 987-3331 or online at midnightsonatvtours.com.
Wings on Wednesdays for just $1.50 each. That's every Wednesday at Big Daddy's. Wings the way you like them. Slow smoked and delicious with great choice of styles, including original buffalo and sweet honey barbecue, to name just a few. Come by Wednesday for wings at Big Daddy's and load your plate up with some of those sides that speak Southern, like collard greens, red beans and rice, and so many other choices. It's the award-winning northernmost Southern barbecue. Big Daddy's on Wickersham between 1st and 2nd Avenue.
Weather brought to you by the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks. Your eyes connect you to your world. Care for them with the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks, your eye health professionals on Mini Street.
KFAR weather.
Chance of snow today. Otherwise cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Highs around 34. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 5 above tonight. Mainly clear skies and quiet. Mainly sunny skies and calm again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 33. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Currently, it's 22 degrees.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Joni Skillbred, myself in the studio here, and we have a couple things going on. We have two more tickets for you to call in and give a date, time, hour, p.m., minute two, and me and her, we have a smackdown here, a bet.
Oh, it's no contest.
Yeah, she's
you're buying.
She's got the 27th and before. The 28th is neutral, and I have the 29th of April afterwards. And you're going down hard, so hard you're going to bounce.
Oh, I doubt that.
So much for my confidence level.
We'll see.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes. So we still have two tickets for one. If the time wins, then it'll go to the Fairbanks Genealogical Society, and the other one would go to the Friends of the Tanana Valley Railroad.
You know why? You know what? Why I chose a genealogical society?
because they're awesome.
That's how I met you.
That's true.
That's how I met you.
Yes. Yes, you met me and you went, what the heck is this?
We have a fastidious person here. Oh, my God.
I used to tell him how to do his job.
In detail.
I still do.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's changed? You know, after the decades, what has changed?
Yeah. So in researching the Ice Classic, I found a couple of sourdough jacks that were pretty funny. And one of them says, spring has sprung and the grass has riz, and now I know where my winter bottles is.
There you go.
We're kind of having that problem right now.
Yeah.
You know. And then he says here, I've been buying ice pool tickets for 38 years. I buy a whole pile every year. If I saved all that money, I'd be worth $100,000 now. And, you know, I'm sure that there are some people that rings true today.
Okay. Yeah. But, hey, it's for a good cause. I just look at it as a contribution. That's mm-hmm. how I look at it.
Oh, well, it's great fun. I mean, you have so much fun, the drama, if you're getting close.
And I look at it as an honoring my mother. I really do.
Yeah.
I really do. Just fond memories.
Other than that one where you won as a kid, what's the closest that you've come without
winning? I have no idea. I have no idea.
Oh, I've come.
You think I remember every year I put these things in there? You know, this is the first year I really did systematically by saying, okay, it's going to be on this date, and it's the 101, 103, 105. That's the first time I ever tried that, because otherwise I was just random all over the place.
I've come within less than 10 minutes once.
And that's the fun about this. You know, like Mel, you know, he wants to be, you know, his own winner. So he's going to, you know, be a time frame where he doesn't expect to have to share it. And me, I don't even remember. I don't care. I don't even remember what time or date it was after I put him in. Except for this year.
Oh, no, I keep track of mine.
You're one of those.
Oh, yes, I am.
That's why you're a fastidious and genealogical society type person.
You have.
Yeah, that's what you are.
You have no idea how
Fairbanks,
much
Fairbanks, I need someone to call in here and give me some ticket time so I can thwart this woman.
You can mentally spend all of that money leading up to your ticket time, so it's great fun. And
I do that every day.
It's like any good party, because when your time passes and you lose, then you get the big hangover at the end. Oh darn, I'm never doing this again. And as soon as spring comes again, you'll go spend the money on them because it's fun.
There you go.
And it's Alaskan.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have people that buy these tickets from all over the world. And that started in the 30s. They started promoting ticket sales from all over.
Wow.
And yeah. Yeah.
Well, so, we got about 7 minutes left. Hopefully.
We don't have anybody calling in.
Not yet. Yeah. If we do. If not, I've already determined my date and time.
I was able to find two occasions where somebody won the Fairbanks and the Nanana in the same year.
We have a phone call.
This is your ticket.
Good. This is your ticket.
Okay.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
My name is Rick.
Hello, Rick.
And I have a date for you. In honor of our deceased congressman, I think we ought to go for April 31st.
Hold on.
Because I believe if you check the records, he's had a ticket on April 31st for years.
There is
now,
no April
Rick,
31st.
Come on, Rick. Come
no,
on, Rick.
I'm serious. You go look at the book.
There's no such
Rick,
thing.
Rick, we're not throwing in an automatic loser, buddy. It's your ticket. That's right.
No, we can't throw away the Railroad Museum's ticket.
He's trying to make you a loser.
I have
Rick.
A board meeting tomorrow, and those guys would be so mad at me.
But that's a good one, Rick. That's a good one.
Look and see. It's there. It's been there for years.
Hey,
how
look
about
it.
The 30th?
Rick, do you have an alternative date?
Okay, let's go with the 29th.
Okay, and hour and minute?
4:56.
P.M. or A.M.?
P.M.
Okay.
Okay.
Rick, thank you very much. That was a good one. You evil-minded people. We got one more.
So that one is ticket 362-398.
Last ticket, last caller. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hey, this is Craig. Dave, how are you?
Good, Craig.
Hey. So I got a real quick Ice Classic story, practical joke I did once. I called Johnny Hajdukovic, my buddy growing up, and I pretended.
He's still your buddy.
He's still my best friend. But I had one of the employees at work call and pretend he was the mayor of Nenana, and this was right about when the ice was going to go out.
No.
And he called up and he said, "Yeah, this is Bill Esau. I'm the mayor of Nenana. Congratulations. Do you know a Shelly Hajdukovic?" And he goes, "Shelly Hajdukovic." He goes, "That's my wife." He goes, "Well, sir, she was the sole winner on minute such and such, and she won $231,000. He had it spent before I got off the phone.
You are okay. Before I go into too much evil about your personality, do you have a time, date, a.m., p.m.?
P.m.
Okay. Date?
4/11. 4/11.
April 11th?
No.
4/11 p.m. What date? What date?
I'm going to pick May 3rd.
May 3rd.
Yeah.
We got you locked and loaded, and if that's one of mine. And if that wins, me and you will donate that to the Fairbanks
Genealogical Society.
Genealogical Society.
And that is ticket number 362401.
Okay, but they just have to pay my tax liability.
Well, it's under my name. What the heck?
Oh, okay, good. Well, then I'm not worried about it.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks a lot. See
ya. A typical businessman. I don't tax liability. Oh, my God.
Well, that is a major factor.
Actually, what I have to do is say, hey, look, can you just write the check to them?
Yes. It's always a stressful time of year.
And I'll say, listen to our show on this date.
Oh, yes. So I have one more thing that happened in 1967. Somebody tossed a bowling ball at the Chena River tripod. And it happened at night, and the next morning, they didn't hit the tripod. The bowling ball was sitting next to it, and the paper ran, of course, a big article about this. And in a way, you know, when you run a big article about it, everybody gets a laugh out of it, but it's also game on for anybody that wants to engage in mayhem.
Yeah.
So that's probably was a factor in why we don't have these anymore. You know.
Them high schoolers.
Well, it's not just high schoolers, but yes, you know, there's always mayhemists, you know, and they don't all work for GEICO, and if they see an opportunity, they take it.
Joni, this has been a great show, but we got a minute left. Thank you. What are we doing in April? Besides having an incredible lunch in the space here.
You know, I wrote it down, and I can't remember what it was.
We've had a lot of fun today.
Yeah, I'll get it to you in time. You can announce it, though. And, it'll be fun. It'll be another fun show. History, of course.
No, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And so what are you going to do if you win off of your Ice Classic tickets? What are you going to do?
I'm not going to win, you know. I haven't even thought of that. If what would I do? How much would I get? I don't even know what the amounts you get are. I really don't.
Yeah.
I'd figure out something nice, you know.
I hope I win. I always like to assume I'm going to succeed, you know.
Fairbanks, I got to run. I will see you on Friday. I have Charlie Pierce. He is the Kenai mayor, and he's running for governor, and he'll be in the studio with me on Friday. I'll see you then.